Well, the whole of British Columbia is in a state of emergency this morning. Thousands of people have been evacuated from towns in southern BC. That's after rain began battering the province this weekend, triggering massive landslides and flooding. One of the province's main highways connecting Vancouver to the interior has been washed out. My next guest expects more intense flooding right across Canada in the years ahead. Sobhan Simonovic is a professor of civil and environmental engineering at Western University, and he helped develop a map looking at how climate change could affect flooding in different parts of Canada. Good morning.
Good morning, Rebecca.
Tell me how surprised you are to see what we're seeing in BC right now. I mean, this is intense. So many people are affected.
Definitely. Surprised and not surprised, I would say. If you look at what climate change is doing around the world, events like one currently unveiling in BC is kind of expectable.
And so how much do we know? I mean, I know everyone says it's climate change, and I'm sure it is, but do we know just how much we can attribute to that to climate change?
Rebecca, we are still in the kind of middle of that event, and usually some time is required to fully analyze the results and the data in order to attribute a particular event to a climatic change. But just if you look at the general characteristics of what the climate change is doing to precipitation, increasing total amount of water, changing the kind of frequency, increasing intensity, what we are seeing is very much, you know, confirming that knowledge.
Especially because that province in 3 months' time went to seeing extreme temperatures and fires to now this. I mean, the fact that those two events happen so closely, does that not provide further evidence of climate change?
Definitely. And also the kind of link and move from one extreme to another extreme is another characteristic of the events which are affected by the climate change, kind of moving from drought directly into the flood. And I think more and more events like that will be unfortunately in our future.
Talk to me a little bit more about that. How vulnerable is Southern Ontario to flooding?
There are many places. I mean, the global mapping that we have done pointed out to some areas of concern. BC is definitely one, and streams in Red and Assiniboine River in Manitoba, streams in Ontario, especially northern part of Ontario, streams in Quebec, they're all kind of showing in our mapping exercise increase in inundation level. That means the kind of area of land that will be under the water, as well as the increase in the flood risk, which is usually measured by the depth of water. If you allow me, Rebecca, I would like to make a comment about what's going on right now in BC. Mm-hmm. They're now moving into recovery phase. And I lived through 1997 flood of the century in Winnipeg. At that time, I was professor at University of Manitoba, and for 4 years worked for the International Joint Commission on the flood, and learned a lot of lessons by kind of talking to people who experienced that. What I'm seeing after so many years is the repetition of the mistakes that are being kind of made, and basically no major progress in trying to improve the overall process of managing disasters. Call for or declaration of emergency for the province that was issued, you know, on Wednesday was late. These kind of decisions are essential for, you know, getting people protected, providing assistance so that they can prepare for the flood and minimizing the damage that can be done. We have that system that kind of moves from bottom up, responsibilities first with the local kind of governments, and then move to the province and territories, and then from province to federal government. And that system is not extremely efficient when you have a disaster that are occurring very fast, because the system is in place to allow use of resources, mobilization of the resources. You cannot wait for the disaster to unveil and then, you know, make that decision. You have to be prepared. You have to do that in advance.
So,
that's okay. That's one observation that kind of bothered me, because mm-hmm. you're talking about, you know, 23, 24 years in between these two kind of, at least my personal experiences, and I'm not seeing that we are learning the
right.
lessons.
And so if we are to be prepared, and you talk about we're likely to see more flooding right across Canada and southern Ontario as well, what can we do to prepare? I mean, is there anything to prevent this, or is it inevitable at this point?
But prevention is related to activities to affect the climate change. Focus on emissions, and, you know, trying to do as much as we can as a country and participate in international efforts to kind of reduce the emissions is definitely one of the, you know, kind of measures that may be finally affecting the, you know, disasters in our country. The other set of measures are related to adapting to these changing conditions. We are now facing some really new frontiers. I mean, this flood is occurring still, you know, during the pandemic. This flood is following, you know, the drought. So we are not talking anymore about the single risk. We need to develop our understanding how these disasters are connected and understand these connections and therefore kind of prepare in advance. We need to adjust the emergency procedures that the people are fully aware of the potential risks and what needs to be done if the disaster hits, who is responsible for what. We need a very fast mobilization of the resources to prevent the loss of life, to prevent loss of major loss of damages.
Okay. Somadan, we're going to have to leave it there today. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you.
Okay, take care. That is Somadan Simonovic, professor of civil and environmental engineering at the University of Western Ontario.